Hey, my name is Caleb. How about one more for the road? This is Spirit Stories.
You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that.
Well, I told you he would be back. We got my friend Daniel Manera. He was featured in the first half of the season. He's back with another amazing spirit story. This time, it's all about prayer, prophecy, and a little baby.
Well, my name is Daniel, and this is my spirit story. I guess I would have to go back about 12 years ago. I was starting a more deep relationship with God. I was coming out of a divorce. I was coming out of not being with God for many, many years, and I just began to fall in love with Him in such a powerful way that I just began to commit my life to serving Him in the church. And one of the things that I had asked God for was to put a woman in my life that was going to allow me to just grow in my faith and that was going to just enjoy being in this adventure with me. So I met this amazing girl at the job that I was at, which was in a hospital. And we just began to do a lot of mission work together. We began to go to places like Mexico and the Dominican Republic. We began to go to church together. And so it was just a friendship. We weren't like even dating. We just really enjoyed doing mission work together. About a year before we got married, we went on a mission trip to Guatemala. Now, we've been there before. And this specific trip, there was not much difference than in the past. We usually went to Guatemala with a youth group. And we were doing basically the same thing we always did, which was in one of the nights, we had like a campfire. And it was sort of like a prayer night. We were just standing by the fire, and this woman just approached us. And she looked at Anna. We weren't married yet. And she said, "So have you picked out a name yet?" Anna was a little perplexed because she didn't know exactly what the lady was talking about. I guess in her mind, it didn't register that people would look at us as a couple, much less that she was in the need to give anything a name. And so the lady goes on to say, "Your child, you're pregnant, right?" And again, my friend goes, "No, I'm not pregnant." She goes, "Oh, honey, I just happened to just see you with a little girl with brown hair and gray eyes." And so, you know, we just kind of took it as, all right, you know, thanks. We finished the trip, amazing trip. About a year, year and a half later, we were married. It was about the third year in our marriage that she just began to feel God just prompting her to explore having kids. But at this point, we also found out that she has something called PCOS. It's very unlikely for her uterus to just hold a baby. And so this just brought a little bit of uncertainty on how possible it was to actually have her own kids. But she was willing to explore things like adoption. And so actually she got really excited about adopting. And so we looked into that opportunity. And within, I would say, 10 months, we had everything that we needed to begin the process to adopt. Somehow, something just prompted her not to go through with it. And it wasn't anything like, "Oh, no, I just don't want it anymore." No, it was just this internal something that was just saying it's not the right time. So we happened to go on a mission trip that same year, again, to the same place that we were at. And we saw the lady that had prayed for us now a couple of years back. My wife was excited to share with her that we were exploring these adoption opportunities and that maybe what she prophesied for us was maybe in the form of a kid that we were going to adopt. And so we went up to her, said hi, you know, kind of reconnected again. And my wife tells her, "I just want you to know that, you know, we're encouraged to go through this adoption process. And we might just find this kid with brown hair and gray eyes." And this lady, without skipping a beat, just drops to her knees and blows into my wife's belly and says, "Honey, you're going to have your own kid." And so my wife starts crying. And we haven't told this lady that my wife has been like diagnosed with a condition that just makes it very rare for her to get pregnant. it wasn't like a sad cry. It was a cry of confusion. And so my wife took some period of figuring out what God was asking her to do. She had already felt that maybe adoption wasn't it. And this was maybe a way of confirming that, but she wasn't sure. And then so she decided maybe there are some things medically that we can do that we just stopped short of finding out. And so she went to her primary care doctor. You know, she said, well, there's a couple of options, but they just require intensive lab testing, sugar levels, thyroid levels. But my wife decided, you know what, let's give it a try. We were both in the healthcare field at that time. And so science is, you know, we understand science, we accept science. And we thought, well, okay, well, maybe there is a drug that could allow you to be pregnant. And so she submitted herself to the testing, and it came out that there was a drug that can help her. There was no major guarantee that it was going to work. I remember my wife coming home with literally looked like a big jar of pills. And I remember her just sitting in the bed, looking at it and saying, I don't know if I can do this. Like, there's something in me that says, you've done all of this, you've done all the work, there's a chance here, but it just doesn't feel right now. And I remember her putting the jar on top of the adoption papers that she had put down now over a year ago. And that was it. I didn't say anything about it. She didn't say anything about it. And a couple of months later, it was Mother's Day. I remember just laying in the bed, just waiting for her to finish getting ready. And we were just chatting, and at some point in her trying to put her pants on, her belly hit my elbow, and I just got this crazy chill. And just like a stupid guy, I just responded to that chill by saying, honey, I think you should get a pregnancy test. To this day, I don't know why I said that. I could have said 100 things, but that's what came out. So it was the worst Mother Day of my life. In trying to justify why would I say such a thing. The next day I was at work and I get a phone call from her. I can tell that she's crying and she says, you need to get home right away. And that was all she said. And given the fact that we just were not in a good condition the day before, I didn't pry or ask anything else. I just went home. But the minute I walk into the door, I see my wife just in tears. And she literally has something in her hand and she shoves it in my face. And it was a pregnancy test and it said she was pregnant. It was just an amazing time. We kissed, we hugged, we cried out to God, we thanked them. And it was just this feeling of, wow, like we don't deserve this, but here we are. Lily's 2 years old now, but when she came out of her belly, which was an amazing birth, she didn't have much hair, but it was evident that whatever little hair she had was brown, and her eyes were grayish color. We were happy that she was healthy. We were happy that she was a girl. We were happy that the delivery didn't take that long. But when we both realized that this is exactly the words that somebody had given us before we would even marry, just gave us this sense of this is a gift from God. So when I look at Lily, I began to understand, and I'm not fully there, but to understand what it is to have God's favor. I've gotten to understand grace. I've gotten to understand forgiveness. I've gotten to understand salvation. But favor is just something that is not talked about very much. And so for me, since Lily has been born, is this word of you are favored. And trying to understand what that is, again, I don't fully understand how to even go and teach it to others because I'm still trying to figure that out myself. But I do see something that I think it's important. As I began to love Lily, I get to see how I favor her because of her story. And I feel like God is saying, I favor you too because of the story that I am writing with you. And so I don't understand how things happen sometimes. I want to believe that I've earned them, but there's no way that I can say that I have. I think it's God loves me and he favors me.
Daniel, you did it again, man. Thanks for that amazing story. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. you can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.